The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm here this morning with Terry Pinch. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Pat. Another wonderful Wisconsin summer Saturday.
It is. It is. And I'd like to remind you, everyone, that you're listening to Biz Talk. Biz Talk is a show put on by the Fox City's Score Chapter each week. We'll talk a little bit more about the Score Chapter later on. But I'd like to introduce our guest this morning. It's Katie Vanderweilen. And Katie, you're with Jumpstart Auto Repair, right?
Yes. Thank you for having me today.
Glad to have you here. You've got a really interesting story. Let's start out a little bit by describing, you know, what Jumpstart is and where you're located at.
Jumpstart is a social innovation that's owned by the Harbor House and the Christie Dance Center. Our goal is to repair auto vehicles for, you know, for our general public. And what we do is we use our profits to repair the vehicles for the domestic violence survivors of Harbor House or Christie Dance.
Okay. And then, how did you get started in this? How did Jumpstart get started?
Jumpstart got started with a program that the two executive directors of Harbor House and Christie Ann attended about social innovation. And there was an opportunity for a grant that would give them an opportunity to start this business as long as it triggered, some kind of poverty issue. And with the domestic violence survivors, transportation is a huge barrier for them. And as we all know, repairing your vehicle can be very expensive. So that's how they came up with the plan, is to have this social innovation where we can help these victims and survivors stay on the road or get on the road and find jobs, go to school, whatever they need to do to take care of their children.
I think that's really enlightened. When we were talking a little bit earlier, I wouldn't have thought right away about transportation, but transportation is extremely important.
Extremely important,
being
yes.
Being able to fill that, you know, the repair part of it and things is really a challenge. So you and you have another person working for you are women that are in the auto repair business. How did you get into that?
How did I get into auto repair business? I was always a car girl. I hung out with Dad, and he was the kind of dad that said, if you're going to drive it or ride it, you're going to learn how to fix it too. So I've always enjoyed cars. I've loved them. I've always worked on cars and engines and such with my dad. And I started in the automotive business about 25 years ago and doing a lot of different areas up to management in service departments.
So 25 years ago is probably a time when there weren't a lot of women in the auto, especially auto repair, right?
Right.
Business?
Yep.
And what was that like starting out?
I started out in the office and then I moved out to the service department and working with the technicians. And sometimes it was challenging, but when people would call and talk to you and realize that you actually knew what you were talking about when they said my alternator might be bad or whatever it might be, you surprised a few people sometimes that they actually said, wow, you know what you're talking about. And you do. I think that's part of it is learning and knowing and proving your worth.
And I would imagine that's probably very comforting to women also to be able to talk to a woman mm-hmm. who understands what, you know, what your question is and how I can answer it.
I always tell them, you know, they don't have to be afraid to ask those stupid questions to me because I have stupid questions about things I don't know about too. But that's what we're there for, is go ahead and ask me those questions that you think that you should know, but you don't need to know it. That's what we're there for, is to help you.
And at some point you moved on to Fox Light Tech and started working in their automotive repair area, right?
They when the Fox Valley Tech was approached by Harbor House and Christine Ann to try to find a way to make this happen, they let us use the facility 2 days a week when they didn't have classes. So my technician and I were able to run JumpStart for about a year and a half out of the automotive program there, using their tools, their equipment, to run a pilot program and see if this garage for good that we came up with would actually work.
That's really interesting. And you were telling me earlier that you were actually working out of there in times that they weren't using that garage mm-hmm. area for teaching and to start to develop this business and get it going.
Yes.
So where is your location at right now?
We are now at 896 South Commercial Street. It's on the corner of Commercial and Cecil. We purchased the old Randy's Auto Repair. Randy and I had been talking, and we just thought that would be a nice little garage for us to get started at.
Right across from Cranky Pats.
Right across from Cranky Pats. It smells delicious over by us.
Well, that's another reason people can visit and go get some lunch.
Yep.
So tell us a story about how you got into that site.
There is this program called We.org, a Me to We program. And they had approached me when we were still out at the Fox Valley Tech asking about what we were doing, why we were doing it, and just thought it was a great program. And they came and visited. They did some filming, and they had us, they had me hoodwinked. It was all a big surprise. But they were doing some filming and making us think that we were possibly going to be on TV for some sort of social innovation type thing. And lo and behold, they had worked with Christine Ann and Harbor House and helped us acquire Randy's Auto Repair in 3 weeks' time and surprised Jenna and I with a trip there to go see our new shop.
So those things really do happen.
They really do happen, yes. It was quite amazing.
So how did they find you? Do you know that? How did they find you particularly in that shop and things? Do you know what they went through for that process?
I do. You know, when you talk to the ladies from Harbor House and Christine, and they say their biggest challenge was finding a woman that would do this. And they had done like a round table meeting at the tech where they invited women that had been in the automotive industry in one way or another to come on out and just talk with them and listen to them and throw out questions and see. You know, through the grapevine, somebody knew somebody at Christine Ann, and my niece had gotten a hold of me and said, go out there and listen to this. And her and I went, and I listened to them, and I thought they were crazy, and threw out a bunch of questions for them. And then I met with them a second time and thought, they're not backing down. They are serious. They really want to do this. They want to see this happen. And at that point, I decided I thought maybe I wanted to try this. You know, and I approached my husband about it. It's a challenge. It's a risk, but we decided it was something that I really wanted to do, and he supported it, and here I am.
Sorry, getting referrals from those agencies too for mm-hmm. for clients, for people
yes.
in cars?
Yep.
And you also do work for other people, just public, right?
General public, yep.
You talked earlier about the fact that you had built a client base up of around 200 people when you were working out at the tech, mm-hmm. right? So that, I'm assuming, probably carried over to your current location.
It did, yep.
A good deal of it?
A good deal of it. And you know, Randy's customers, too, they are, you know, they've been with Randy for over 30 years. The technician that stayed with us was Randy's technician. So we still have Randy's clientele, too, that we're taking care of. And they seem to be happy with us.
One of the things I want to make sure our listeners understand, too, is that although the benefits from your organization are focused on helping women in domestic abuse situations, you are open to all customers, and you want all auto people coming in for repairs, not just women, but men as well as women.
Exactly. Men as well as women. We just try to be female-focused to make women feel more comfortable, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of guys out there that don't know anything about a car either, you know, and
I'm one of them.
I see you raising your hands. That's what we're there for. We're there to explain it and help you. We take you right out into the shop and show you what's going on with your car and, you know, if it's serious or if it's something that can be put off. Just honest to goodness repair is what we're all about.
The thing I really liked on your website and that you talked about earlier was the purple carpet experience, mm-hmm. because building on what you just said, one of the things for many of us when we go into an auto shop is we really don't understand what's going to happen, mm-hmm. or get a chance to understand. Can you talk about that a little bit and what you do with the purple carpet experience and why that's so different?
Definitely. Well, the purple in general is the domestic violence awareness color. So that's why we have purple garage doors. The purple carpet experience is just wonderful customer service. We love our customers. We just want the honest repairs. We want to walk you through it. We want to show you what's going on. You have to build trust. You know, there's things that I always use in my washing machine as an example. If it breaks, what do? I got to call somebody and have them come fix it or tell me what I need to do with it. And you have to have that trust. And that's what we want to do is build that trust.
And how are you, what message are you doing as you're working with people? Randy was retiring, right? And that's why he was interested in getting out of the business. So the carryover that you've got, have you got any reluctance from people that used to be Randy's clients who come in maybe for the first time and there's women working there?
Maybe a little bit for the first time, but once they get to know us, they love us.
That's good.
Yeah.
So we are talking about Jumpstart Auto Repair. If you'd like to get in the conversation, give us a call at 281-1150, or if you're out of the area, 866-887-1150. This is BizTalk, and you're listening to WHBY.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
So you have a new addition to your family, or you found that house that you've fallen in love with, or you're getting engaged to the love of your life, or planning a retirement that changes your lifestyle. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, plus checking, savings, and mobile account access that works for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities. Fox Communities Credit Union.
It's the camper that gives your family freedom to travel, or the new car that gives you peace of mind, the convenience of managing your money on your phone, or the security of growing your money locally. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, free and easy mobile services, plus checking and savings accounts that work for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at wbd.org.
Do you believe your business can generate more in profits, be more efficient, and grow successfully? At Priora, our vision is applying financial literacy. Yours. You are searching for a method to truly understand and manage the cash flow of your company. You know you should have a better working knowledge of your cash flow. The Priora Business System is an excellent template for the motivated business owner to successfully achieve profitability and growth. Visit PrioraCFM.com for more information or call Tony at 920-450-2840.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. We are talking to Katie Vander Wielen. I'm going to get that right. And we're talking about Katie's business, Jumpstart Auto. But before we get back to Katie, I'd like to tell you about Fox City's SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber office in downtown Appleton. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and we serve an 8-county area basically around those three cities. We have about 50 volunteer mentors, each of them an expert in their field. We offer entrepreneurs no cost and confidential mentoring. We have expertise in such areas as IT, social media, marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, workflow, HR, retail, best practices, and many other specialties. In order to register for a no-cost and confidential mentoring session or to learn more about Fox City Score Chapter, visit our website at foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about how the Score Chapter can assist you in starting or growing your own business. When visiting our website at foxcities.score.org, you can complete an online application for a no-cost confidential mentoring session. Simply complete the online form and submit it to SCORE. Within a few days, a SCORE mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting. Remember, SCORE is no cost and offers experts who can offer you assistance in many different areas of your business that you may need assistance in. To get started, simply visit our website at foxcities.score.org. So, Katie, we want to go back and talk a little bit. I want to go back and talk a little bit about the concept of social innovation. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Social innovation is a business that's using their profits for good. So most social innovations would be a nonprofit type organization. A couple examples would be like Goodwill, that use their profits to help people. To help a certain plan. Ours is to help the survivors of domestic violence and, eventually to help Harbor House and Christine Ann to have those funds filter back into those nonprofits.
So you kind of have a dual mission. You have a business to run, and you have to cover your costs, and I would imagine some reserves for the rainy day and things like that. Mm-hmm. But then when that's done, you're not paying back directly into Harbor House or Christine Ann Center directly as much as you're providing service or maybe some of their clients or other people that are in that situation. And that's the second part of your mission is to be able to help them.
Right. You know, it's a feel-good business. When you come in for your oil change, you know that a small portion of every time you get your car repaired with us is going back to help others.
And that's really important for a lot of people these days. There's a number of different ways that's happening out there that people are able to give part of the profits that they're paying to a social mission that they're involved in.
Right.
For the clients that you provide the free services to, I guess mm-hmm. I'd say, how are they referred to you? Is that through your owners?
Through Christine Ann or Harbor House, yep. Okay. They have to be a client there, and they have to be involved in some way in either one of those. And then they will meet with one of their advocates there, and then they would be referred over to me.
And what type of services do you provide for them? Is it auto repair itself, or do you help them think about cars to buy and maybe inspecting them, those type of things?
We do. We have we'll look at their vehicles, we'll do an inspection and, decide what repairs need to be done to keep this vehicle safe. I'm going to throw out there, we have a really good program with Rawhide. Sometimes we get cars in that are so far beyond repair, it's not worth fixing. And Rawhide helps us find a new vehicle for the survivors.
So how would, if somebody was wanting to get involved in working with this program, they need to go through Harbor House or Christine Ann Center. They couldn't just come to you and say, I need help with this. And
right. And if they do call, I don't just tell them I can't help them. I refer them over to Harbor House or Christine Ann. This is kind of something we didn't realize would happen, but we have women that would call and tell me a little bit about their story, and then I get to refer them to Harbor House or Christine Ann. So not only are we helping them with their vehicle, but we're actually getting them maybe some counseling or housing or whatever else needs, that they may have that they didn't realize that help was out there for them.
Okay.
And how does your business really split in terms of percent of regular paying customers and those that you're really funding, using those regular customers to fund the help for.
Oh, it's huge. You know, it varies with our clients that come from Harbor House or Christine Ann. You know, we might not see one for 2 or 3 weeks, and then we might get 5 or 6 in a row. But, you know, our customer base now with ours and with Randy's is, you know, triple what our clients are. So it definitely is helping.
Okay. What have you learned personally in the couple of months that you've been doing this?
Since we've opened the shop?
Yeah.
There's so much good in this world. You hear so much bad, and when I get to meet these people, or they call and they come in and they are just so happy to be able to come in and get their car repaired and so happy to be a part of it and want to help. I've had customers come in and get an oil change or whatever they might be and just hand a $100 bill over and say, you know what to do with this. You know, pay it forward, give this to somebody. It's I can't believe the outreach and the amazing people, and Nina too has just been so wonderful to us.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's absolutely amazing.
Reaffirms your outlook on life sometimes.
It does, yes.
So we're going to take another break. You've been listening to Biz Talk and WHPY. We'll be right back.
Manage your banking relationship. Don't be managed by it. Lenders will require a copy of your detailed business plan to evaluate the risks associated with making a loan to your business. Many companies have already benefited by using the Priora Business System to prepare their business plan and provide ongoing monitoring of their business cash flow. Priora Business provides you and your lender with the critical information needed to demonstrate your business will be able to repay the loan. Visit PrioraCFM.com or call Tony at 920-450-2840 for more information.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial, real estate, or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here with Terry Pinch this morning, and we're talking to Katie Vander Wielen from Jumpstart Auto. In the last segment, I shared with you the no-cost confidential mentoring that we offer. We also have support our entrepreneurs through education, and Terry's going to tell you a little bit about that.
Sure. One of the next programs we've got coming is Accounting Basics for Small Business. That program is really been brought about because of the success of our QuickBooks program. So we do QuickBooks now twice a year. Those classes fill up and do very well. But one of the things that happens in the classes is we get people asking, well, why am I doing this? And I don't really understand what this means. And so the thought was, we're adding this Accounting Basics program. So you don't have to sign up for the QuickBooks program to take this Accounting Basics one, but it is a really helpful starter if you're going to take that. So this one is on September 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Fox City's Chamber of Commerce building. And it'll cover the basics of accounting, such as the system, the logic behind accounting transactions, and how they're handled in software programs. That will be followed shortly after by the four-week session of QuickBooks classes, and those are held in the first four Wednesday evenings in October at New Horizons. They'll have more information on the foxcities.score.org site coming up soon. But that's one where we strongly recommend that if you're looking at starting a new business, you get some experience with something like QuickBooks so that you can take care of the financial side. Another thing we've got going on is we've got a guest coming up next week, Shirley Malski from the UW-Oshkosh Small Business Development Center is coming. One of the things she's going to be talking about is opportunities to improve the cost of shipping for small businesses in Wisconsin. And right now there's Wisconsin DOT and the Wisconsin Manufacturers Corp have a survey that has been put out to get your input to help them work on an interesting opportunity around intermodal shipments to reduce cost for small business. You can learn more about this project and survey by contacting Shirley at malski@uwosh.edu. That's M-A-L-S-K-I at uwosh.edu or calling 920-424-4631. We had a guest from WBIC on a month or two ago. It's Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative, and they are offering a seminar on how to be your own boss. And so for people who are thinking about starting a new business, that's an opportunity on Thursday, August 16th from 6 to 7:30 at the Appleton Public Library. And that will help you think through whether you want to be your own boss or not and what it involves and find out if an entrepreneurship is for you. There's no cost to the event, and you'll get a great resources pack that'll help you out. So for more information, call 920-944-2700. Or contact Elise Rust at WBIC.com. That's ALYSE.RUST@WWBIC.com. Okay, and then we've got, that is the last one for this time, so we're back to Pat to give you some information on call-ins.
So if you'd like to join a conversation, give us a call at 281-1150 or 866-887-1150, and we'd like to turn back to Katie. So, Katie, what plans do you have for bringing more women into your business?
We've talked with the Fox Valley Technical College about possibly becoming an internship for any of the women that might be in the automotive program. They offer internships there through the tech, but I'd love to be able to get some female technicians out in the shop working with Jenna.
Those internships I'm familiar with. I used them when I was running a credit union, and they're very valuable for the person that's coming in and learning the business. They're very valuable for the business to have those people in, and I think it's a great idea, and it gives people an opportunity, gets more women involved in the business and use women as mentors.
Yeah, and we need more women technicians out there. They're amazing. They do a great job. It's not like it used to be. You used to not think about women doing this kind of work, but we can do it, and I'd love to see more of them out there.
And it also is important from a general manager's point of view, you have to be thinking about where you're going to find that next employee. You can't just wait for them to walk down the street and knock on your door looking for a job, can you?
Right.
And we talked a little bit, too. You and I met earlier in the week. I was over at your shop and about the fact that running a small business is a challenge, and you're learning that, too, that there's a lot goes into it, and you're really up for the battle and everything, but there's a lot of it that you have to think about. You aren't just there 8 hours a day. You put a lot of time in.
You do. You put a lot of time in, a lot of thought into it, and a lot of heart into it. I want to see this work. I want to see this happen. And you do. You put your heart and soul into it. You're there early when it's nice and quiet, trying to get work done, and you're there late. You're there on Saturdays. You're doing everything you can to try to make this work. And on top of it, you got to keep your customers happy. You got to keep your employees happy, and the day to day flow.
As a startup, you don't have necessarily the finance to do fine-tuning to do everything you want, to have the business where you want at the beginning, it takes time to get to where you
right.
need to go. So what do you do to help customers now if there's something they come in with and maybe you guys don't have all the equipment you need?
We have a few places that we refer them to. We can do pretty much any repairs there. We don't do heavy engine or transmission. Being a small shop, it's hard for us to tie up a whole bay for a few days to do work like that. So we have some local businesses that we refer people out to. And we don't have an alignment rack, so we work with another company that takes care of our alignments for us.
But you take care of that for the customer. So
we do.
The customer
yep.
can come to you. It's one stop for them, and you take care of all
yep.
of the rest of it. So what kind of things are you thinking about for future growth? Is some of this equipment going to be?
Oh, I sure hope so. That's the plan. I'd love to see a few more bays. I'd love to have our own alignment rack. You know, to be able to do heavy engine and transmission work right there, it'd be amazing. You know, our thoughts with Christine Ann and Harbor House is this goes far beyond auto repair, too. The social innovation, you know, what about a coffee shop or a cafe or a nail salon? And to have survivors that maybe have that path, you know, for a career and to offer other kinds of jobs for them, too. So this is just the beginning, Jumpstart Auto Repair. The need is there for the auto repair, but this could go further, much further.
And I hear you as you're starting to think about these ideas for the future mm-hmm. and how you continue to grow, and we see the excitement in your eyes if you're seeing your you see it. But what is the planning that you're doing now to go through phases to get to where you want to go? How are you thinking about it? Is it your board of directors? Are they helping you with that, or are you starting to think through the direction yourself?
They are, but it's right now our focus is just the auto repair, you know, to get us financially stable enough to think forward. This, and to be honest, this was thrown at us. You know, I planned for the whole summer to be prepared to move into the shop and work, and with we.org involved, it was here you go, you open in 2 weeks. So we kind of got thrown into it, too. So we're learning as we go. I do have a great board of directors, and they're all very, very smart, intelligent people that help. But, yeah, right now we're just trying to get this one moving first.
So life doesn't often move in a straight line, does it?
Not at all,
you take
no.
jumps and big jumps sometimes.
Oh, right off a cliff sometimes, yeah.
And you figure out as you're going who you need to help you mm-hmm. and what it is you've got to do. And so this may have come a little bit faster in your personal plan, but, you know, you're all in and you're going to make this work. And, you know, you've really got a great opportunity here.
I do. And I tell you, it's family, too. You know, my brother comes down and helps us out with odds and ends in the building. My husband is there more than, you know, 2 or 3 days a week helping out with other things, too. So this is, it's not just me. It's my whole family that's involved trying to make sure that this happens and this works. It's pretty exciting.
And if you go on the Jumpstart website, too, you will see many testimonials from customers who are talking about the service they've gotten. So you'll get a very good feeling for the type of service this business provides.
We want it friendly. We want you to come in and feel like you're at home. I always said it's instead of being, oh, I got to go in for an oil change today, they're excited about it. I get to go see Katie and Jenna today. You know, Jenna comes out and she talks to you about your car. She'll avoid me 100% and grab you right out of the lounge and walk you out to your car and show you what's going on. It's pretty neat.
And I have to say from my visit that it's very clean, too.
Thank you, yes.
And that's important. So as you're working, do you use your board of directors as a sounding board? For people you talk about, they've got a lot of experience, a lot of business experience and things like that.
I do, yep.
Yeah, that's always good, too. It's another source, a resource that mm-hmm. you can use to help you say, you know, I've reached a point here, I'm not sure what to do, but, you know, they can help you do that.
Yep, definitely.
And things. So what do you see going into your future that you're looking for, you know, rather than just be here, you know, a year from now, that kind of thing? What are you thinking that you'd like to do once you get your feet on the ground more solidly and keep going?
I'd like to see us expand. You know, we've been so busy and in taking care of our customers. I could have kept another technician busy, so I would love to be able to see us to expand, add that alignment rack, add two or three more hoists, and just grow, just keep growing.
How do you differentiate yourself from other auto repair shops other than it's run by women?
It's just friendly, honest to God repairs. We're not going to sell you anything on that car that isn't needed right at that time. And just honest, friendly work.
I know when I was over there again, you know, it reminded me of some of the older places I used to go where you were sitting, you know, 10 feet away from where your car was being fixed, and you could watch the technician working on it and things like that. And I think there's some comfort in doing that.
I think so, too. I do. We do shuttle service. The customers that are in Neenah, they drop off their car, and I run them home. And it's there again, it's friendly. We get to have a nice little conversation and get to know our customers and know what's going on in their life.
That shuttle service is really something now that's almost becoming a necessity, isn't it?
It's nice. You know, if you've got to go to work, you drop your car off, I take you to work, and you don't have to worry about your car until you're done with work. You come pick it up, and you're done.
Yeah.
You mentioned before that fewer than 10% of auto repair technicians are women. Mm-hmm. And so I'm assuming it's about the same percentage at most at the tech and other schools in the courses. So what are things that you can do and your business can do to help build that representation?
You know, a big dream of ours is to at some point be able to offer scholarship programs to women that might be interested in that field. And then, again, the internship and a really nice, safe, clean place for them to work. I think part of a lot of the women go through the program, and then they don't stay in auto mechanics. They end up going in service advising or management or some other field because, you know, maybe the environment's not friendly enough or there's not enough equipment to help them do the job that they need to do. So I'm hoping that we can change that and get more women out there working on cars.
Let's talk about financing for a minute. You talked about the Me2We program helped you out with that and helped you secure the financing. And I know that worked more through Harbor House and Christine than it did you. You were basically hired with that. But you probably have a plan at some point to become more knowledgeable yourself with that so that you can understand, you know, what's going into that. So you've got a little bit of a unique opportunity here where other people have to have figured out this part of the business before they get started and things where this is kind of handed to you. I don't want to say that in a bad way, but it was really that was taken care of for you.
Yep.
And then you took over as general manager just running the business. Do you have plans for yourself to get more knowledgeable in that area?
Definitely, yeah. And I have to say, especially since I've met you guys, SCORE is going to be one of my my next steps. And you talk about the QuickBooks and accounting. You know, I went to school for it many, many years ago, and now I'm thrown into it and learning it this, you know, quickly. But it's fun. It's exciting. It's challenging. And, yeah, it's a lot of learning. It's a lot of work.
You didn't have to put a business plan together when you did this.
We did.
Were you part of that?
I was, yep, okay. With some of the board members. We had a lot of volunteers from the board members of Harbor House and Christine Ann that helped us with the business plan. You know, when we went to the Basic Needs Giving Partnership for the rest of our they didn't just give us that money. We had to apply for these grants, and we had to have a full business plan set out for them, and we had a lot of help setting that up.
Who helped you with that business plan? Were there people on your board?
People on my board, people on the Harbor House board, and Christine Ann.
They had experience with putting those together?
Yeah, they volunteered their time to help us.
Were there any surprises, not from details, but surprises to you as far as how much work that took or how much thought that took? Or
it was Gene, one of my board members, is a finance man, and I tell you, he made it look so easy. I sat down with him and explained to him the car part of it, and he put it down in on paper and just did an amazing job with it.
We see a lot of people that are starting up businesses that, you know, we recommend putting a business plan together partially because it helps the business owner think their way through it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people will say, I want to start this business. I want to start an auto repair business, but they haven't thought enough through as far as, you know, how are you going to market this?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to pay for this? How are you going to convince somebody that you're good for a loan and qualify? And it does take time, but it's very important time for the owner to be able to think about it themselves, mm-hmm. so that they're prepared for the things that they have to do.
And to have it spelled out right in front of you. You know, like I said, it's all in your head, and you know how to do it and make it work. But to get it all put down on paper that anybody can look at and understand is, and it's, I would have never gotten through it myself without the help of the board and Gene.
Do you and your board have goals set up, like what you want to be able to say at maybe the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
that this, we can gauge whether this was a success or not, or
yep.
if it's on the right track?
You know, according to our business plan, 2019 is when we're going to start taking off and flying. So hopefully by the end of next year, we'll be able to think about expansions and all kinds of things.
That's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
It does take some time and everybody knows that, but when you have that plan set up and you can check against it,
mm-hmm.
you can, some of those dark days when you're going, I don't know if this is going to work or
yep.
not, you can check back and say, well, you know, we're right exactly where we thought we'd be, and that's good. Because
or we're not quite where we need to be. What do we need to do to get there? Yeah.
To move it up.
Yep.
And what did you include for marketing in your first year? What type of things are you trying to do to get people to know about your business and really start moving forward?
You know, we hadn't thought a lot about the marketing end of it. Blue Door Consulting in Oshkosh has been amazing in helping us with, from business plans too, from the very beginning. And, you know, we didn't think a lot about it, but we've had so much attention since we've gotten into the shop. You know, we do a lot of Facebook work, but we've had the Post Crescent and we've had the news stations. We've had so much attention that we haven't focused a lot on marketing at this point.
Okay. But in the marketing, are you looking at relying a little bit more on the social media or
social media? Yep, social media. You know, we've been talking about videos. You know, we've been approached by TV to do some commercials and stuff, but we just haven't. It just hasn't been one of our priorities. Again, we were kind of thrown into this really fast, too, but a lot of social media.
So you're swimming really, really hard, and
yeah.
you got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
So
yeah.
We're talking a little bit more some longer-term things. And,
right.
You know.
One of the things, though, that's coming out that we want our listeners to get is you've talked already about Blue Door Consulting. You've talked mm-hmm. about the help from your board members. You talked about Fox Valley mm-hmm. Technical College. You talked about the other people in the industry you use, and that whole concept of growing by networking.
Mm-hmm.
You said you got thrown into it, but think of where you'd be if you were not using any of those other resources right now.
We wouldn't be where we are right now if it wasn't for each and every one of them. And we.org, it's been a whirlwind. And Fox Valley Technical College for letting us out there to even just try to see if this is going to work. Yeah, we wouldn't be where we are right now without any of them.
And what I'd throw out there for people to understand, too, is you think about Fox Valley Tech. We mentioned WIBIC before, SCORE, the SBDC. There are so many resources mm-hmm. in the area that you can use for free, for no cost or low cost, that will really help you. With your business plan. It isn't just for social innovation opportunities. It's for regular business, too, but they will help anybody. And you need to take advantage of those opportunities.
Definitely do, yes.
It's yep. very difficult to be successful on your own.
You
have to have help, and there's nothing wrong with that. So you're listening to BizTalk and WHBY, and we'll be right back.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections, positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'd like to thank our sponsors who help us bring this show to you each weekend. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, which has been a longtime sponsor of Biz Talk. If you're looking for business-oriented banking services, please contact Fox Communities Credit Union. Thank you to Alberts & Haling CPAs. They have offices in Appleton and Green Bay. Alberts & Haling offer accounting services geared to support the small to medium-sized business and the individual. They offer tax preparation and advice. Thank you to Legal Business Edge, which offers legal services to business owners. Sarah DeBruin and her team specialize in business law, offering services for forming a business, contract review, intellectual property such as patents, copyrights, and trademarks. Thank you to WBD Corporation. WBD's mission is to create jobs and grow business and build communities. They are the Small Business Administration, the SBA, loan experts. Thank you to Priora Cash Flow Management. Priora believes that every entrepreneur wants to succeed. Priora offers creative and effective solutions to improve cash flow for your company. Every successful company budgets and manages their cash flow. Visit their website at www.prioracfm.com or call Tony Bush at 920-450-2840. SCORE would also like to acknowledge Kendale Marketing. They support our website, which is biztalkwithscore.com. You can go out on that website, see who we've had for guests in the past, see who we're going to have for guests in the future, and then all of our podcasts are out there, too. So if you want to listen to a previous program, you can. And then we also want to finally thank the Business News, which is the business newspaper in East Central Wisconsin. If you aren't already subscribing to Business News, you should. For only $20 per year, the paper is delivered biweekly, and it contains a lot of relevant and useful information about the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So, Katie, one of the things we'd like to talk about as we wrap up here is some of the things, how welcome have you felt in the community with, you know, maybe the city of Neenah or the Fox Cities, that kind of thing, as you've stepped out and opened up this business?
City of Neenah has been remarkable. They actually invited us down to the bazaar after dark to come down. And it was really nice to meet the people of Neenah and shake their hands and talk to them and tell them about Jumpstart. Appleton Public Library has had us in once. We're going to go back again this fall for like a maintenance workshop to talk about your vehicles and learn about things. We actually went out in the parking lot and showed it was mostly women that were there, how to check their tire pressures and check their oil and do stuff like that. Met with the Rotary Club last week or the week before and, you know, presented on Jumpstart. So very welcoming, very friendly, and really like our social innovation.
And it's also a sign of the networking you have to do as mm-hmm. a general manager for the business to get your message out. So marketing isn't just going out and buying an ad or
right.
These kinds of things. You got to get out there and press the flesh mm-hmm. a little bit with the people and things. So the bazaar after dark was really fortunate for you because that was right in your neighborhood this last time, right, a few weeks ago?
Yeah, right down the street, yep.
And did you get a lot of good, were there a lot of people stop by?
Yes, a lot of people.
and you felt that was worthwhile from your business's point of view? That
oh, definitely, because you get to actually meet the people that live in your neighborhood, that live right there with you and saw it change and saw it grow and maybe haven't stopped in at the shop yet to say hi, but we got to say hi to them out there. It was great.
Okay. So we want to finish up one thing we ask all of our guests is for the biz tip. Do you have a biz tip you'd like to leave our listeners with? Something you've learned along the way?
Just do it. You know, I thought about this a long time before I finally jumped in and did it. But what do you got to lose? If you're thinking about it, just do it. Just do it.
I think that's great advice because a lot of times we can talk ourselves out of things, too. You know, we sit and we think and we go, well, I don't know if I'm good enough for that, or I don't know if anybody will come, or, you know, if there's a need for that. And we come up with a lot of reasons not to get off the couch, but just get up and do it.
Just do it.
So, well, it's great having you on the program.
Thank
you.
You
know, you've been very insightful, and I wish you all the luck in the world that, you know, you continue on the mission. I think the mission is really, really important. And it's unfortunate, but I think it is really important that, you know, you're giving back in the social innovation way that you are, and that you're providing a workplace for in kind of a different way than what we're used to traditionally for women and things. So thank you very much for being part of BizTalk. And
thank you.
Hope for all the success in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Good luck.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to BizTalk.
Thank you.